Alan, the investigation into what happened during Waukesha's Christmas parade actually began as that red SUV was still careening through the marchers, with police tracing the license plate and determining who was behind the wheel. Tonight, we also know that the accused driver, 39-year-old Darrell Edward Brooks Jr., was free on bond from a felony arrest earlier this month when he allegedly ran over a woman at a gas station.
The last thing I heard was the band music, and then I heard the vehicle, almost the engine revving, speeding along the route, and then just heard a loud bang and screams and cries, people in pain, fear, and agony.
When this red SUV raced down the parade route, police say the man behind the wheel had been released from jail less than a week ago in a domestic violence case. Darrell Edward Brooks Jr. was free on a $1,000 cash bail that prosecutors now say they are reviewing because it was inappropriately low. This afternoon, Waukesha authorities say there had been a domestic violence police call involving Brooks just before the parade incident.
We have no information that Brooks knew anybody in the parade. But I will say this, we weren't able even to respond to that domestic call before it actually, so we couldn't even investigate it.
Brooks' criminal history begins in 1999 at age 17 when he pleaded guilty to inflicting bodily harm. He has pleaded guilty, been convicted, and done time for drug violations in gun cases, domestic violence, and endangering safety, including obstructing police. Now, after what happened here on Sunday, he is looking at 5 first-degree intentional homicide charges with additional counts, according to police, if more victims end up dying. Brooks was free on bond after being charged with a violent November 2nd incident in which police say he was behind the wheel and ran over the mother of his child. And he was free at that time on another violent felony case from 2020. It was just last Tuesday that Brooks walked out of Milwaukee County Jail after posting that $1,000 bail, the case where police say he ran over the mother of his child at a gas station. Then yesterday, just a few days later, authorities charged that he ran over dozens of people on the parade route, killing 5 of them. A car is a weapon, they say, twice in less than 3 weeks. The authorities say the same man behind the wheel.